Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
With Dylan Behan.
Hello, yes, welcome to episode 104 of News Fighters for Friday the 6th of May, 2022. I'm your host, Dylan Bain, the Philip Lowe of news comedy. And first up, the big news story that absolutely angered mortgage holders everywhere.
One of fashion's biggest events of the year, the Met Gala, has delivered its signature mix of lofty glamour and outrageous designs.
A bleached blonde Kim Kardashian raiding a museum to source a $7 million dress famously worn by Marilyn Monroe.
$7 million for a dress? Everyone in Sydney's like, oh, I could buy a little studio apartment with that. Wouldn't that be nice? No, seriously though, the Met Gala did have one solution for the housing crisis.
It's the red carpet event known for pushing the boundaries from the barely there to a coat likened to a sleeping bag.
Yes, but I hear Gigi Hadid did just put her sleeping bag dress up on Airbnb for $500 a night. God damn it, Gigi! Some working class families could have lived there. No, seriously though, I am going to be covering the big economic shock that hit Australians this week. But first, didn't the TV news just love trying to tease it out and make it sound more exciting than it was?
Good evening. Rocketing inflation has pushed the Reserve Bank to make a move it hasn't made in more than a decade.
Ooh, has the Reserve Bank brought back silly hat day for all their staff or free Friday massages? Over at Nine, Peter Overton tried to make the financial news sound a little bit sexy.
Bigger than expected, with the promise of more to come.
Ooh, and I bet that's what Peter Overton says after every date night. Now, of course, sadly, he was just talking about this boring financial news.
The Reserve Bank today lifted the official interest rate for the first time in 11 and a half years.
The RBA board upping its official rate by a quarter of 1% to 0.35, the first hike in more than a decade.
Yes, interest rates on mortgages are going up, while interest rates on this federal election remain at record lows. Seven and Nine tried and failed to make the interest rate announcement more exciting by filming people at home watching the interest rate rise happen live.
2:30 in the afternoon in Bank Street, and residents watch live the beginning of the end of the low rates era.
Wow. Where are they going to find that money?
Watching the announcement, homeowner Deborah Watson.
Now, this is an aggressive jump.
Oh my God, what lazy television. Ugh, the only way television could get any lazier is if, I don't know, next week on Gogglebox, they showed people watching the TV news report of people watching the interest rate hike live on TV. Bet it would look something like this.
Watching the announcement, homeowner Deborah Watson.
Now, this is an aggressive
jump. Oh my God.
Outrageous.
Suck eggs.
Run, buddy, run.
What a malacca.
Gogglebox.
Now, of course, these interest rate hikes are most likely to hurt younger home buyers who are already struggling with mortgage stress, childcare costs, and student debt. So, of course, Channel 7 went straight to interview an entitled boomer.
When we bought our first house, it was 18%. Mind you, we borrowed $50,000.
Thanks, old mate. Hey, just a quick question. Can we swap houses, or can I live in your investment property, or can you give me $20? Of course, despite interest rates now being the third lowest level ever on record, the media couldn't help but try and claim this was the death knell for Scott Morrison's government.
It is this, the kiss of death for Scott Morrison's re-election.
The Prime Minister has been dealt a damaging blow with the interest rate hike midway through the election campaign.
Has your government just lost this election?
Of course not.
But hang on, back in November, Morrison said interest rates would always be lower under his government.
Australia's economic recovery has to be secured by people who have a track record in economic management. Otherwise, you're going to see petrol prices go up, you're going to see electricity prices go up, you're going to see interest rates go up.
So I guess he's just implying there that the Liberals don't have a good track record of economic management. All right, go sack yourself. Labor, of course, immediately jumped on the pylon of Scott Morrison. Here's Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers laying a boot in multiple times.
Scott Morrison's economic credibility was already tattered, and now it is completely shredded. If only you could pay your mortgage with Scott Morrison's excuses. Today, Scott Morrison's lies and scare campaigns have blown up in his face. This is the third wave of Scott Morrison's cost of living crisis.
Yes, Labor, of course, is implying the Liberals are bad economic failures for interest rates going up under their watch, and they can't wait to be economic failures too.
You've said that this is a cost of living crisis under Scott Morrison, with warnings, though, that interest rates will rise repeatedly over the next 12 months. Would there not be a cost of living crisis under your government?
That will occur regardless of who is in government. Will rise today.
So I've said the Reserve Bank are responsible. If interest rates rise today, it would be a triple whammy under Scott Morrison's watch.
That is just a fact.
Under your watch, then, would it not be a whammy if interest rates rise?
And under our watch, what we have is a plan to reduce costs of living on working families.
Yes, this campaign, Labor is just shamelessly adopting a lot of the promises the Coalition is announcing, whether they like them or not. Like this week, when the Liberals announced they'd make more seniors eligible for a healthcare card.
Labor calls it an election bribe, but says we too.
If it's a bribe and it's not right, why support it?
People are under cost of living pressures, and where there's a good idea, we will support it.
Yes, Albo's like, the Liberals are bribing everyone this election, and we want in. Yummy bribes for everyone. Nom 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 bribes. Labor did announce one big new policy of their own this week.
Pushing the centrepiece of yesterday's official launch, government providing 40% equity up to $380,000 in new and existing home purchases, becoming co-owners with low and middle income earners.
Our housing policy is good policy. How do we know that? Because we know that it works.
Albanese's new housing policy looks like it could actually help middle and lower income earners. So, you know, they wouldn't have to raise a family in a caravan or studio apartment. So, of course, Scott Morrison's against it.
So you'll be going along to an auction and there'll be someone who's bidding against you and they'll be bidding with the government and you'll be bidding on your own.
Yes, Scott Morrison is so against any government assistance going to help improve equality. I'm amazed he hasn't tried to outlaw public transport. Oh, so there you are in your car, paying your rego, driving on the road, and there's a guy in the next lane in a bus getting a subsidised lift off the government. That's not fair. Macy hasn't tried to outlaw libraries. Us taxpayers go and buy books from the shop, and some people get them from the library for free. That's not fair. Anyways, while we're talking about the economy, this week also had the Treasurer's debate, and just listen to Josh Frydenberg's plan here to try and tackle debt and deficit.
What's your plan to get tax to GDP and spending to GDP into line to get rid of the structural deficit?
We're prepared to say we will continue to cut taxes. The Labor Party will never say that.
Ah yes, this government's solution for everything is literally cutting taxes. That's it. That's all they've got. Which made this comment from Scott Morrison on Thursday quite ironic.
Labor doesn't have a plan for small and family businesses and get their costs down. They think they've got some magic pen or wand they can wander around like Harry Potter. You can't run the economy like Harry Potter.
Yes, but your magic wand is just tax cuts. Oh, too much debt and deficit? Cut taxes. Bushfires coming over the horizon? Have you tried cutting taxes? Axe murdering zombies on the loose? We better hurry up and cut taxes. Back at the press club, Frydenberg also accused Labor of this.
The Labor Party is simply trying to sneak into government and to copy our policies.
Yes, how dare they try and sneak into government by, you know, winning more votes with popular policies, but less dodgy MPs on the front bench. That's not fair.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyways, to other news now, and I'm not sure if you remember this great Australian institution I profiled on the show last year.
And particularly here in Beef Week.
Beef Week.
Beef Week.
Here in Beef Week.
Beef Week.
Beef Week.
Beef Week.
Beef Week.
The focus of the week, of course, is beef.
And if you love Beef Week, get ready, because this week on the campaign trail, it's officially Lettuce Week.
PM, pensioners and welfare recipients have just had $250 in their bank account.
Yeah.
One lettuce alone would be 2% of that paycheck.
An iceberg lettuce, $5.50 for an iceberg lettuce.
A simple head of iceberg lettuce, $5.
And on their grocery bills, how can you make a lettuce cheaper?
How long are they going to be confronted with lettuce at $5?
You can't necessarily change the price of a lettuce.
Oh, great. Now nobody under 40 can afford housing or lettuce. Just when I was about to build a granny flat out the back of my parents' house out of oak leaf. Why oak leaf? Cause was too expensive. Well, I haven't seen a leaf vegetable take centre stage in an election campaign like this since 2004 when Mark Latham bashed up a cabbage. And we all know that during this Lettuce Week, Bill Shorten has been sitting at home crying in the dark. Why couldn't I have remained leader? He'd cry. I mean, because we all know lettuce is the only thing he knows how to talk about on the campaign trail.
What's your favourite type of lettuce?
I actually like iceberg, darling.
Do you eat a lot of lettuce? Do you eat a lot of salad?
Yes, I like, well, not salad, but I like lettuce. Yeah, lettuce.
Fantastic.
And that's not even the tip of the iceberg. Even former Liberal PM Tony Abbott is full of regret that he's not around. He loves talking about raw salad vegetables.
All of us eat raw onion occasionally. Salads. Salads are full of raw onion.
You're quite right. My
salads
Greek salad.
Are full of raw onion. This was an onion that had lost all of its outer skin. It had effectively been peeled.
Tasty.
And I thought the least I can do for someone who is as proud of his product as this particular farmer was take a chomp, and it was beautiful.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg went on ABC News Breakfast to tackle this leafy cost of living issue.
How did your government, how did Treasury get it so horribly wrong in forecasting where cost of living pressures are actually going in this country, around the kitchen table?
Well, we are seeing higher than expected inflation, as you say. Yesterday, they pointed to 6%. I point out to you that it's 6.7% in Canada and 6.9% in
New Zealand.
We're
talking about Australia, though. People don't buy bread and vegetables in Canada.
Yes, and thank God for that. Have you had the bread in Canada? It's stale and sugary and awful. Why, when I lived in Toronto, they just had a Baker's Delight open up there under the name Cobb's Bread. It was literally a Baker's Delight franchise, and everyone in Toronto thought it was the fanciest, most gourmet bread they'd ever had. Baker's Delight, I tell you. So yes, I'm with Michael Rowland. Thank God we're not getting our bread and vegetables from Canada. But it wasn't just bread and lettuce. Labor tried to make this week about other food items.
He doesn't have legislation. He has wedgeslation.
I reckon in that cabinet room there's sour cream and sweet chilli sauce there. There's so many wedges there. This is more bologna than a New York deli.
Yes, Labor's Jason Clare there, and he should be careful mentioning bologna. I mean, this was the week that processed meat got cancelled in the media.
The classic ham sandwich has become the piggy in the middle of a nutrition battle. The Cancer Council is recommending they're kept out of kids' lunchboxes, with parents, teachers and even a state premier now biting into the debate.
The Cancer Council has sent out letters, that's right, the Cancer Council, letters to public schools saying the lunchbox favourite is not healthy and should be banned. But have you known for some time too that these woke brigade people have been coming at you?
Yes, it is a little bit un-Australian. It's political correctness getting off the rails again.
Yes, and you know during all this processed meat cancelling that controversial transphobic Liberal candidate Catherine Deaves is sitting at home going, oh, thank God it was the ham sandwiches this week. Oh, yeah, maybe I'm beginning to think this whole ham sandwich fracas was all just a made-up controversy to get the New South Wales Premier to say on camera how much he loves pork.
We all love pigs. We all love ham, pork and bacon. And I think it's great for kids.
Yes, pork is great for kids and gun clubs and music conservatories and commuter car parks. Pork is great for the community. But it wasn't just trivial matters about lettuces, potato wedges and ham sandwiches, no. This week, Scott Morrison had to finally front the media and answer the burning question on everyone's mind.
Look, I want to start. I'm going hard. I've got to come in on the most talked about issue of the last 24 hours.
How are you feeling?
It's everywhere, Prime Minister. The most talked about curry in the country, your chicken korma. You love posting photos of your food. We love seeing it. But everybody is convinced that the chicken korma you cooked the other night had raw chicken. Is this true or false?
It's absolutely untrue. People went back for seconds. It was in the pan for a good 45 minutes, I can tell you, because I've had it there myself.
Really?
It was just the way the light bounced off the skin of the chicken. It was really nice.
Yes, this week people literally thought Scott Morrison was trying to poison his family with undercooked chicken curry. But it turns out the most undercooked thing from Scott Morrison remains his climate change policy. And just when you thought this week couldn't get any stranger...
A volunteer on Josh Frydenberg's election campaign has provided a bizarre moment at the official launch for the Melbourne seat of Kooyong. Have a look at this. Long-time supporter of the Treasurer, Phil Elwood, entertained attendees with this.
Kookaburra.
That's a great sound.
I was going to try and do it, but...
Can you do it?
You can't do it.
You can't.
You can't top that.
Go and do it.
Nothing compared to that guy. There you go. But you got to start with a...
Oh, man.
Yes, that's why Karl Stefanovic makes the big bucks. Ladies and gentlemen, we've finally reached the talking gibberish like a bird stage of the campaign trail. Maybe, guys, this is the silliest week of an election ever, I think. So in conclusion, this week, the media, instead of deciding to cover, I don't know, which party would lift the most people out of poverty, create the most jobs, or help the most people buy a house, instead decided to devote all their airtime to talking about lettuce, ham sandwiches, potato wedges, raw chicken curries, and yelling gibberish like a bird. So how do you think we should sum up the media's coverage of the election campaign this week, Dominic Perrottet?
We all love pigs.
All right, everyone, that's episode 104 of News Fighters. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with some debate wraps as the final two leaders' debates are happening. And another reminder, once again, that we have our 100th episode, celebrity-filled best-of episode, available on our Patreon at patreon.com/newsfighters in audio and video. And if you want the video link, you can buy it for $5 at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters. Or you can just go there and buy me a coffee. And as always, hit follow and subscribe on your podcasting app of choice. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, leave us a comment. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at newsfighterspod. And sign up for our newsletter at newsfighters.com. Stay sane, everyone. Stay away from that raw chicken curry and keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.